Instagram, how are you guys doing today? It's my birthday. Yep, we're about to play some. It's your birthday. This is my third podcast. I am going live right now. And we are talking about planning on my birthday. Do y'all like my tiara? Y'all, whoever can see my tiara, y'all like my tiara? It's my birthday tiara. Yes. So we're about to doing this earth show early so that I can go to dinner tonight and enjoy my evening. Okay, guys, but we have to stay consistent and we have to stay focused and we have to stay on goal so that we can make sure that our goals are accomplished. So even when it is your birthday, you still need to get a little bit of work done. Okay, guys? Okay, so let's go into the intro. Today, we already announced that it's my birthday. The second part of this, I wanted to give a honor out to on Instagram, she's known as the six-figure chick. Her name is Cece. She has passed away. She passed away August 15th of this month. And I wanted to give her a shout-out. She was a great coach. She was a great Instagram influencer. She was somebody who kind of mentored me and motivated me to get me to where I'm going now. So, you know, send her a shout-out on her page. I'm here for you guys, so let me know. It's really sad that she has passed. She had cancer. She died of pneumonia is what I'm hearing. Don't know how much facts that is. That's what I heard. So just sending her family love and condolences out. So just show her love. Okay? So today we are going to talk about planning. All right? We're talking about everything that we're going to talk about is the tools you need to plan, how to plan your time, the difference between plans and goals, what is the destination, where are you going with your plans, you know what I mean? And the last part is how strong is your foundation? I have a lot of great links in the bio of the blog talk, so click on those links. I have my planners in there, where you can pick up one of my planners, so to help you plan. My book is coming soon. right here. It's a transcript for my new book. I'm super excited about that. I'm halfway done reading it. Now I gotta edit and add some more content to it. So, with all that being said, let's get started. So, the tools that you need to plan. What tools you need to plan. You know, everybody plans differently. Everybody's focus is a little different. Everybody's, you know, way they do things is a little different. So I use planners. I use notebooks. I use some software. I use notes in my phone. I use like calendar reminders in my phone to remind me of what I need to do throughout the day. And that's kind of really how I plan out my day every day. It's like I put what I need to do the day before or on Sunday, and I write it. I put it as a reminder in my calendar. So it's like, so at 10 o'clock, we wake up. At 10:30, we eat breakfast. At Thursday, we drink a cup of water. At 11, we drink a cup of water. At this, we work on my stuff. At this time, we work on project 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. At 2 o'clock, I go for a walk. I'm done with my walk at 5. After I do my walk, I eat again. I drink some more water. So when you plan your day out like that, your time is now maintained and you're now focused on what you need to do and how you need to maintain your day. When you plan your days out, that means your goals are going to get to you a lot quicker when you have a structured day. Okay? And I'm just going to be realistic with you. You have to plan out almost everything so that you don't get distracted by people. Because your friends, your family, your neighbors, everybody will distract you from doing everything. I learned after these last two podcasts that my phone has to go on do not disturb. Okay, so if you call me during my podcast, I'm not going to hear it ring anymore. So, those are things that I plan this podcast to be at 7 o'clock. Nobody can reach me at 7 o'clock. If anything happens between the hours of 7 and 8 o'clock, I probably wasn't going to get to it in time anyway. You know what I mean? So you just have to make sure that you plan your day and your time accordingly to what you need to do. Hello, Shark. Hello, everybody on Instagram. So, those are some of the tools you need to plan your day. You need a planner, if you like planners, a notebook so that you can write down your notes and your thoughts and your processes on how you want to get it done. You can use software if you don't like to write. You can use your phone timer, your phone calendar planner. That's free. Monday night costs a little bit. So those are things that you can use to keep yourself going. Okay. So how to plan your time. This is very important. What I want y'all to do is write a full list of everything that you guys need to get done within that day, or you want to do within that day. Write everything down. Like if your day is to not do anything, then write that in your planner that today I'm going to veg out and not do anything. Or if your plan is to, you're gonna go to wake up, eat good, go to the gym, do some projects, drink some water, do some more projects, go hang out with your family, go do this, go do that. Have that plan and dedicate it so that you can make sure that you can get everything that you want done within that day, and then nobody feels out of place. Now, when that random person calls you and tells you like, yo, can you do this for me? Can you do that? You'll be like, yeah, I could do it tomorrow at such and such. Or you could look at your schedule and be like, well, maybe I can do it at this time, you know, rush. Or if you have clients like mine, they'll be like, I need it done today. And I'll be like, well, for a low fee, which is a lot higher than my regular price, I could stop what I'm doing, stop my plans, and do this for you. But now I'm getting compensated for stopping what I'm doing, so I feel a little bit about it, feel better about it. So this is, those are the things why I plan it out throughout the day, so I know exactly what to do, exactly how my day's structured. Because I've been at points where I didn't plan, or I haven't didn't have a thought process of what I wanted to do that day. And I would just lay in bed until 10, 11, 12 o'clock, play on my phone, hit some people up on Instagram, do this, do that. And then I'm like, oh no, half of my day is gone. And then I'm like, oh no, what do I do now? And then somebody calls me, oh, you want to do this? And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. And I'm like, and then somebody's like, whoa, what happened to this? And I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to do that. And then it's 10 o'clock at night, and you're like, see, at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I've learned that I expire. Not like I get sleepy, but my brain really just shuts off. So my good times is between 5 and 9 to really be productive. So, and if I get stuff done at 12, by 1 o'clock, if I start a project and I'm working on it, by 12 o'clock, I want to drink or have fun or just turn my brain off, one of the two. So you have to plan all of that so that you can have the life that you want to. You just have to plan all of that and structure it so that you can get it to where you want it to be, all right? With all that being said, with you planning your day, planning your structure, planning your life, planning your hours, you need to know where you're going. You need to know why you're doing this. Why am I doing these podcasts, right? Why is Unique Wright doing these podcasts? The reason why I'm doing these podcasts is because I want to give out very knowledgeable information to the people who might need this information. First of all, I want to help as many people as possible as I can, and I figure that this is a great way to reach those people. Second of all, as soon as I get enough of people viewing and watching my thing, I want to again help my family members and my business partners and my clients. So we have a platform to advertise on, right? So now while we're advertising on this platform as this podcast, the next step is to monetize the podcast. So then this is another stream of income to go on my stack of streams of income that I'm doing, right? So, and this will be income that once I record it and once I give shout out to Memphis Mike Barbecue or Shark with gift cards or anybody else, you know, my music tea, or anybody else who I want to throw out sponsors, why I'm so nice and glossy right now, Simply Natural, Simply Go Natural Beauty, those are people that I shout out. Like right now, I'm doing it off of love and respect for these people, and they're my clients. But eventually, when I get some data, I want to start monetizing on my podcast. If that makes any sense. And then people will pay me so that, because they know that I have 1,000 listeners or this many listeners, so they'll pay me to stay with whatever. It's like Frank Ski or somebody on the radio, you know, DJ such and such, whatever. It's like those guys, you know, so it works. Then people will pay me to host their events, and motivational speaking will come up, and all different types of things will start to happen because people want to listen to my podcast. So this is my plan for my podcast. This is how I'm planning it out and my goals for my podcast, okay? So giving you another example of that. Say you want to build a website, okay, guys? Y'all want to build a website. You need to know your color scheme. You need to know the look. You need to know the functionality of the website. What do you want the website to do for you? What platform do you want to put it on? Do you want to do it on Wix? Do you want to do it on, what do you call it? WordPress? Do you want to do it on another platform? What platform do you want to build it on? Squarespace? What platform are you comfortable with? You guys need to know this when you're building your website, right? So then I want you to figure that part out, what your domain name is going to be. Then you need to figure out your content. What are you gonna put in this website, right? So I'm gonna be selling masks, I have my t-shirts, I'm selling cups, you know. So at BeUnique.today, you know, maybe I don't have a About Us page and a home page because it's not necessary because I'm selling products, but I need to know what products I'm going to sell. What are the description of those products? You know, how much is the product going to sell for? You know, so these are things that I need to write down so that I know my profit and margin ratio and know what I need to do and know what my costs are to have these products, okay? So those are kind of little aspects that you have when you are planning out, when you are starting to plan, and those are things that you need to plan, okay? And so when you're planning, you want to have that structure so that you know where you're going, you know your destination. So at the end of the day, your end result is to have, is your goal now is to have a website that's functional that you're now you can draw people's attention to. Like, so my goal with my podcast is to have, be able to monetize from it and to have millions of viewers watching me and loving me to and listen to what I have to say and, you know, pay me to do strange things for some change. That is the goal for me, you know what I mean? Which will get me to my beach naked goal, you know? Days at the beach naked every day, all day, drinking, smoking a cigar, enjoying life on the beach. All you hear is waves. Seagulls, joy flying over. You're looking, what is that? Yes, because I have paparazzi now with my 10 million followers. Right, so wait for it. It's coming, see? So, with all that being said, the next part of this is, we're getting off track. The next part is knowing your destination. Making sure, no, I'm sorry, I got sidetracked. I just said that. The next part is, what is the difference between a plan and your goals, right? So we talked about goals last podcast, and if you haven't listened to that one, it's still online at blogtalk.unique. I am unique, right? Yeah, that. I have the link up. But it's, click that one, you'll learn all about how to set goals. Now, you need to learn how to plan out your goals so that you can get them. So the goal is the idea of being on the beach naked. So now, how is Unique gonna get on the beach naked? She's going to run her podcast, she's gonna get millions of followers, and people are just gonna wanna throw her money, and she is going to be successful, and she won't have to work because her team will do it all for her. That is my goal, and that is the plan how I'm getting the goal. Now I have to build a team, tell them what to do, tell them how to structure everything, make sure everything's structured, make sure there's a way to monetize that. How are they gonna buy this stuff on my website? Why would they buy it on my website? Because it's pre-recorded, they just pick their lessons and they move at their own pace. So those are the plans for that. And it grows into the project, the goal of being on the beach naked. See how that works out? All right, so those are your plans and your destinations. Another example for that, so we won't be talking about me all the time, is a lot of you guys that watch my podcast and the people who I help and who I target are people who want to start a business, who or have started a business. Maybe they didn't start the business properly, but they want to start the business. So how would you start a business? How would you plan to start a business? So you figure out what your business is. You figure out what you want to sell. Then you figure out who you want to target. You know what I mean? So once you figure out who your target market is, you come up with a business name that is relatable to those people. You know what I mean? I want people that are unique, who are different, who want to do things differently. That's why my name is Unique, other than my name is Unique. You know, but that I got to get out into my dad. I didn't come up with that. But Unique means different, one of a kind, unicorn, So, with all of that being said, that is, you know, where my brand and where I came from. The t-shirt line, beunique.today, is about being unique, you know, being different. So everything on there is kind of radical, different. It's not stuff that you would normally see in stores. It's not common stuff, but it's just like, you know, be unique today. You can be unique today. Anybody can be unique. You know, you are unique. Did y'all know that? But yes, so then let's get back to this business plan. So once you come up with that beautiful name, you need to figure out how you want to structure your business. Do you want to do a sole proprietorship or a partnership? Do you want to do an LLC? Do you want to do a corporation? And then, I mean, we could break down on why we need to either which one of those are the best or which one of those are not the best, but on another show. We only have an hour for this show. I'm 30 minutes in and dinner is about to be served. So we have to make sure that you have that. We'll talk about that on another day. Then we'll do the tax ID. Then you'll open up a business account. Then we want to establish business credit. And I put that right there only because when you are building your business and you're starting it, before you even really start, I want people to have in the mentality to establish their business credit, because there's certain things y'all can get on credit that y'all can get on credit that you don't have to pay for up front. Get some net 30 accounts and help you build your credit. So if you need a computer or you need it, you know, some software or something like that, or a desk or furniture and stuff like that, there's places that will give you those things to help you grow your credit, your business credit. So while you're building your business credit all at the same time. Then you need to structure your business. How do you want your business to run? Do you have a storefront? Do you have online? Do you have employees? How many employees do you have? What do those employees do? How much are you gonna pay those people? Because they will not work for free. And if they do work for free, it's not usually good work. You know what I mean? Everybody wants something for something. So you have to help one person to help another person to help another person. Even if it is free, it's not free. Does that make sense? So you have to structure your business. How are you structuring? Who you need to be a part of your team? How do you want that to work? Then how do you want it to operate? How do you want it to move? How do you want your customer service to be acknowledged? How do you want different things like that to be established? You know, do you want them to have a funnel system? Do you want them to come up to your store when they walk in their store and you say, hey, welcome to Mo's? You know, they had to come up with that whole system to, you know, to greet people, which makes it super exciting when you get in there. So all of that, it goes into planning and structuring your business, and that all is part of plans. And building all of your planning and all of your structure and all of the things that you want to put together. You need to make sure you have all of that. So I'm going to do a quick recap for the people who just came on. We are talking about, first of all, it's my birthday. Yes, hence the tiara. Y'all know I ain't this fancy, you know. But, hence the tiara. That is why I have it on, because it is my birthday. So, my phone just picked up, started calling random people. Why does it do that? So then, hence past the tiara, we're talking about planning. We just went into what tools you need to plan, you know, the structure of your tools. You're talking about how to plan your time, how to make sure, thank you, with the birthday shout out, we need to talk about how to plan your time, how you plan your time, plan your day out every minute of your day. If you do that, then you won't get distracted throughout the day. If somebody calls you about something they need done today, you just move it to the next day, okay? You need to know where you're going in your plan, which is your goal and what plan you're going. So if you're getting on 285, the goal of Lithonia, you need to know how you're going to get there. You know what I mean? You need to know what direction. Are you taking 25? You taking 20? Are you going to take 75 to 675 to 85? How are you going to get there? You know, are you going to take the streets? Are you going to drive up 17? How are you going to get there? Is the destination? What is your plans? What is your focus to get there and understanding that? Then we have talked about making sure, what is the difference between a plan and a goal? So we want to make sure that you have your plans and you have your goals, and it is all, you know where you're going, right? And you know the difference between both of those. So that is kind of where we are now. So the very last part of this is your foundation. Now, this is the hardest part of all of it. We can all write all of these beautiful notes. We can all put all of this in our calendar and saying we're gonna go do this at this time, go do that at this time, and all of this. That means nothing if you do not believe where you're going. So if you're headed to create your business and you don't even believe in your business and believe in what is about to happen in your business, then having a plan to start a business is irrelevant. Because you have to believe, you have to think that it's possible, you have to think that it'll be successful, you have to think that people will love you and care for it and nurture it and want to be there and want to talk to you. You know, how hard do you think it is for someone every day you get on this, every Wednesday I get on this podcast. My following is growing. It's getting beautiful, but if I do not stay consistent with it and don't believe in myself and don't believe in the words that are coming out of my mouth, then why am I here? You know, so that is the biggest part of that, is understanding like why you're here, what is your focus, what is your purpose, why do you want to do this, why are you planning this stuff out? And then it could be just as simple as y'all making sure y'all get to work on time, spend time with your kids, make sure your people have dinner on time. You know, my plans and your plans may be totally different. My structure and your structure may be totally different. So you have to know what your goal is, what your idea is, what your level of success is, and shoot for that. You know what I mean? So making sure you have that strong mental foundation to get where you're going is great. Making sure that you have the people who are on your team, who are hanging out with you, making sure they're on the same level and understand where you're going. Because you don't want to have people distracting you and pulling you left and pulling you right when you're trying to go straight. You just need to stay straight, stay on your plan, stay focused, understand where you're going, and complete it regardless to any riffraff, any negative thoughts, any negative commentary coming from anybody, any of that. You know what I mean? You need to just shut them out. If you don't like what they're saying, then shut them out. And then maybe you have to reevaluate the reason why you shut it out. Maybe it was a time and a place for all of that, but it may need to be done. So if you can't get closure or you don't have full control over a situation, stop worrying about it. Because if you can't control a situation, then there's no point for you to worry about it. Now, if you know how to control it, but you're just not doing anything and you're just over here whining, wah, 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 wah about it, then that's one thing. But if you are actually know what your destination is, know what your focus is, know how you're going to get to it, know that I can do this, this, and that to make people do this, this, and that, then that all will make your plan come through and you will have the foundation that you need for your plan, okay? So, all of that. Thank you, thank you. So, she just called me the biz queen. Yes, the biz queen. I'm just not this fancy. You know, it's my birthday, so I'm turning it up a little notch, but I am not this fancy to be. I want y'all to know me regularly. I'm just regular. I'm just regular, all unique. But she's so fabulous. She's cool. She knows her business. She knows where she's going. She's focused. That's how I want y'all to perceive me. I'm hoping that that's what I give out, and I'm hoping that that's what everybody loves about me. I love all the hearts that I'm getting. Yay! So if y'all would like to, y'all can always come into my blog talk if y'all call me at 563-993-562. I can actually bring you into the blog talk and we can talk about it. If y'all have a question, I can answer your question real quick. I have a few extra minutes about planning if you want to talk about planning, if you want to talk about what you need to plan, go onto my website, iamuniquewright.com, and you can pick up my, if you can see it, my Simple Stupid Planner, which is something that kind of gets you, it's not a daily planner like your normal planners that gives you your hours of the day, but it actually just gives you like your to-do list, your focus, help you set your goals for what you want to do. Now, if you're big on Instagram and you want to help with your Instagram following, y'all can go look at, this is on Amazon too, my Instagram planner, if y'all can see it, it's the 10K audience. So this is a little bit more detailed. It teaches you how to plan out your Instagram posts, your Instagram, everything. So you have to make sure that you plan and that you focus on your thing. So I want to say hi to Carlton Wilburn. He joined my live, and Terrence is my producer, so it's probably live on his page. And I am super excited about Terrence. He has been an awesome person that came into my life on some random things. And sometimes, I'm going to tell you this, and this wasn't planned, but it was because I wanted to do a podcast, but I wasn't self-motivated to do the podcast. But then he was like, you need to do a podcast. And I was like, I do. And he just was like, that was easy. I was like, yeah, because I was thinking about it, but I just didn't really kind of know how to go about it, and nobody pushed me to do it, and he did that. So now my goal of starting a podcast has started, and now I'm here with you guys on my birthday. Yay! And we're talking about planning. So, hey, Rob. So we are going forth, like I said, I'm on my podcast every Wednesday between 7 and 9 p.m. It's live on blogtalktv.com. I am Unique Wright, and we are here. I guess I got a whole bunch of famous people on my live, which I don't know, but I'm super excited about everybody. Hi, Lamont.
Dozier.
Junior.
Father produced the Supremes.
Yes. And I have a lot of great people that Terrence has pushed me onto the live, and he is pushing it out. So I'm super excited about that. And so back to this, I'm going to give my final recap before this, so that for the people who didn't hear me before, I'm going to start backwards. We started out with mentality, making sure you have that foundation to build your plan. You need to have the right mentality to push forward. You need to know what you want to do. You need to stay focused in what you're doing. What is the difference between planning, plans, and goals? You need to, your goals are something, your destination. Your plan is how you're going to get there, okay? So your plan is how you're going to get to that destination. The next is making sure your time is structured properly so that your plans are Your day is planned out. Your time is not being wasted. Because that's the only thing that we really don't have enough of, is we can get enough of money. We can find money, okay? Money can find us. But time, we can't buy more time. We can't do anything to get more time. So it is super duper hard to get time. So making sure that you plan your time accordingly, and making sure that it's useful, and making sure that it's profitable to whatever your bottom line is, you need to do that. Hey, yo, you can turn that AC on. Sorry, it got hot. I'm sweating in here. It's a little makeup is sticking to my face with all these lights shining on my head. Whoo! But, and then the next part is what tools you use to plan. You can use planners, you can use notebooks, you can use, put all the way on 65, all the way till it turn blue. Thank you. You can use different softwares, you can use different things for it, for you to actually create your plans. I have some tools that I sell on my website, hit that up. I have different products out. We have the I Am Unique, sorry about the fire truck. And we have all these little things that we can use to plan. So make sure everybody, at the end of this, DM me, inbox me, share this with everybody who needs to learn how to plan. If you need help planning your life out, help planning your business out, help structuring, you can DM me. I'll be happy to help you guys. I'm super excited about where this is going. So just to let you know, planning is the way to go. Planning is where you can make sure you can have exactly what you want and live the life that you want. So stay live. Make sure you catch me every Wednesday on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Blog Talk Live between the hours of 7 and 10. Just pay attention to my Instagram page. It will all be there. It's always on my Instagram Live. Everything is being reposted on my Instagram. But I do need you guys to follow me on Blog Talk TV, on blogtalkradio.com. blogtalkradio.com. I need you guys to follow me. I need you to listen to this podcast on Blog Talk. I want you guys to share this to your friends if they don't see it on my lives. I want you guys to share this with your friends. I need you guys to help me do that so that we can grow and expand and be successful. And then I can make a whole lot of money. And then we all can go on the beach and lay naked on the beach and have fun on our birthdays and do broadcasts of our blog talks via the beach, you know. Then we don't have to worry about the video, you know what I mean? So please subscribe. Please go on to blogtalksradio.com/IAmUnique. Right. And make sure you follow me. And make sure you listen to it. I need to get my numbers up so that I can get some advertisement on there. This is my third broadcast. I'm super excited about it because it's going so well. And it's my birthday. I'm going to have my birthday dinner at 6 Feet Under on 11th Street, the one on 11th Street in Atlanta. And I want to tell Patrick Riley, hi. He is he's the producer at OWN. I want to tell him hi. So I'm having my dinner at 6 Feet Under at 9 o'clock. If anybody want to come through, you know, buy me a birthday shot, I will be there. So I hope you guys have a great day. I'm kind of ending the show a little early because I have to finish getting ready for tonight. So you guys have a great day. I love you. Please share, like, repost, all of that into my blog or into your face. Share with all your friends, repost it. I don't care what you do. If you don't like what I'm saying, you can even hate on. Just make sure you leave comments when you hate, okay? Can y'all leave the comments when you hate and sad faces and whatever? I really just want more, you know, comments. So I'm going to end this with this. Goat, 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 goat. It's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. I'm taking the party like it's your birthday. My little happy dance at the end of my videos. Yes. So y'all check me out on Wednesday. Next Wednesday at 9 o'clock, we are going to be talking about structuring your business, how to structure your business, why should you have a sole proprietorship, why you should have an LLC, why should you have a corporation, what's the difference between C-Corps and S-Corps, and what makes it better for you or not better for you. And let's get to this money, man. Let's get to this money. So we're going to sign off today. And I thank everybody for wishing me a happy birthday. And I appreciate everybody. I love you guys. See you next Wednesday. Oh, in Miami this weekend. So watch those lives. Watch my stories. Because, ooh-wee. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Bye, Facebook.